Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something different, a reading, a story, a poem. I call those extra things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. So tonight there is a wombat planned. It's something from Alice in Wonderland. So get ready for that. Also, this is the beginning of WEHC's Spring Fun Drive. The main part of the fun drive will take place between Friday, March 15th and Sunday, March 24th. Some of you will get this announcement a little early. But you can go in right now and make a donation, WEHCFM.com. Go on the internet, WEHCFM.com, and scroll down a little bit and look for the big word donate. Click that and it'll lead you through making a donation. Or you could call in after Friday, 276-944-6593, anytime. During the hours we're on the air, you should be able to reach someone to take your donation, 276-944-6593, and I'll give you another number later on. But we're going to start right now with some music. We Must Believe in Magic. It's not so much that you believe that magic will change the way the world works. I think what this says is, notice that the world you live in is magical. I mean, why does anything exist at all? If that's not magic, what is it? But things, we are here. We're alive. That's magic. So this is Crystal Gayle singing We Must Believe in Magic.
Of Alpha Centauri, we must be out of our minds. Still, we are shipmates bound for tomorrow, and everyone here's flying blind. Oh, we must believe in magic, we must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Mad is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. Bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri. Nothing can turn it around.
Must believe.
Must Believe in Magic by Crystal Gayle. The next song up is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. A lot of good songs tell a story. Here's one about someone in their life who's, her name is Brandy. And the song tells you, you feel like you know her, when it's, at least I do. This is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the same. Is the same.
You just heard Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. I mentioned it's our spring fun drive, and if you'd like to make a contribution, you can call in at 276-944-6593, or you can go online to wehcfm.com and click donate. You got to scroll down and find a big donate sign. Click it and you're in. That's WEHC. Emory Henry College, EHC, WEHCFM.com. And the next song, usually I don't play a song frequently. I try and wait at least a few months, sometimes a year, before I play a song twice. But every now and then I'll hit a song that I like so much, I like to hear it again and again. And so then I figure, well, I'll play it a few times. So I think I played this about a month ago. I'm going to play it again. It makes me think about our fundraising week. This is Right Where I Am, and the rhythm just sends me flying. I particularly like the bass. You have to listen for it. And then there's something, I think it's a harmonica, sort of bringing in each verse. Pop, 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 pop. So this is Right Where I Am by Jonathan Edwards, and I think of our radio stations having the same kind of energy as this song.
My hands are all
my eyes my only guide. I make things up out of other things and I take them for a ride. I've burned my share of gasoline, much more than that I'd say, and bridges too all around the world, trying to find my way. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can, and I do everything with all I've got right where I am. I haven't looked up to heaven much, except to name a bird and watch her glide beneath the cloud and send me down a word. Can you see the ocean now? What's it feel like up there? Gazing down on all of us, pretending you don't care. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can, and I do everything with all I've got right where I am. Tell me where in this world is it safe to go? Let me know and I'll get ready to leave. I'm happy here in my own backyard, believing what I believe, believing what I believe. Fed my music to hungry ears, thirsty souls as well. Lots of songs within me still, and stories left to tell. I'm not afraid to take a stand and bleed upon this stage, and pay the price to tell the truth and break out of this cage. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can, and I do everything with all I've got right where I am. I know a little about a lot of things and do the best I can, and I do everything with all I've got right where I am. Right where I am.
Right Where I Am by Jonathan Edwards. The next song is Orinoco Flow by Enya. It's pretty much an instrumental. There are human voices here, but they don't really sing songs so much as just throw in a few words here and there. And I set a pretty high standard. When I want to play an instrumental, it's got to really get to me because I love the voices so much. And this one does. So this is Orinoco Flow by Enya.
Let me say, let me crush upon your shoulder, let me
Orinoco Flow by Enya. The next song is Never My Love by The Association from 1967. And I admit that I sometimes get a little carried away in my appreciation of some of these songs. But I think this one, Never My Love by The Association, is one of the greatest recordings ever made. So a little hyperbole thrown in. This is The Association, 1967, Never My Love.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never my love, never my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire. You think love will end when you know that my whole life depends on you.
On you.
Never My Love by The Association. The next song is pretty new to me. I ran into it in an odd way. The previous song I just played for you, Never My Love, is one of my all-time favorites. I was looking it up in Wikipedia, and it mentioned that it didn't make it to number one because there was another song that was even more popular. And I thought, well, I wonder what that was. So I looked it up. It was called The Letter by The Box Tops. And that's what I'm going to play for you next. Just because it had bumped out Never My Love, I thought I'd go listen to it. And I did. And I like it a lot. And I'm going to put it in the show. So here is The Letter by The Box Tops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. baby, I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
You are listening to The Letter by the Box Tops. Next up is today's Wombat. I'm going to read you a poem. This go. It's called This is the Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll. The Walrus and the Carpenter is a narrative poem by Lewis Carroll that appeared in his book Through the Looking Glass, published in December 1871. The poem is recited in Chapter 4 by Tweedledum and Tweedledee to Alice. The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all his might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright. And this was odd because it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done. It's very rude of him, she said, to come and spoil the fun. The sea was wet could be. The sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead. There were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand. If 7 maids with 7 mops swept it for half a year, do you suppose, the walrus said, that they could get it clear? Oh, I doubt it, said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear. Oh, oysters, come and walk with us, the walrus did beseech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than 4 to give a hand to each. The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed. But 4 young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was odd because, you know, they hadn't any feet. 4 other oysters followed them, and yet another 4. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the frothy ways and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock conveniently low. And all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cried, before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath, and all of us are fat. No hurry, said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar, besides, are very good indeed. Now, if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed. But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue. After such kindness, thought would be a dismal thing to do. The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are so very nice. The carpenter said nothing but, cut us another slice. I wish you were not quite so death, I've had to ask you twice. It seems a shame, the walrus said, to play them such a trick, after we brought them out so far and made them trot so quick. The carpenter said nothing but, the butter's spread too thick. I weep for you, the walrus said. I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears, he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes.
Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again?
But answers came there none. And this was scarcely odd, because they'd eaten every one. That was The Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll. I think that poem is absolute proof that Lewis Carroll is a genius. A great genius. This is a good time to take a station break. We're going to do, among other things, tell you who I am, what we're doing. My name is Harry Baya, and I'm the host of Wombats and Music, which you're listening to. And this is the beginning of fundraising week. From March 15th to March 24th is fundraising week at WEHC. So if you'd like to make a contribution, I'll give you a couple of ways you can do it. You can call 276-944-6593. 276-944-6593. You can call that number, or you can go online to wehcfm.com. Scroll down about a half a page, and there's a nice big sign that says donate. Click that, and it'll lead you through the donations. I want to tell you just a couple of a few things about what's going on here at the station. One is that we're looking for different sponsors. $100 will get you a day in your honor, and that one day of the year will be your day. It'll be mentioned on the radio 5 times. So that's $100. But also, the other thing I want you to know is that you're putting money in to help the station rebuild some of its equipment, which is badly needed. It's out of date, and this fundraising will help replace it. And this is the equipment that people use to make their radio shows. The students work there, many volunteers, and also people who come in, I think, have jobs. This is WEHC radio station, and your contributions help us to continue doing what we've been doing. So if you like Wombats and Music, that's what you're listening to right now, please think about contributing. And if you listen to the end of the show, I will tell you how you could call me and get a free refrigerator magnet. Well, you have to make a contribution, so I guess it's not free. But now it's time to move on. The next song is Blinded by the Light by the Manfred Mann Earth Band.
Diplomat in the dumps with a mother. mister, told me I got what it takes. She said I'll turn you on sun into something strong. Play the song with the funky break. Engelgard Mozart was checking out the weather charts, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a down, but you never got touch. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Crash to the ground. Now Scott with a slingshot blind. sometimes he's gonna make it through the night.
Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Well, here comes a change in mood. Next up is a gospel tune by Lucy Simpson, one of my mentors and a person I love to sing with, love to have her leading us in song. This is Lucy leading a small group singing, Time Has Made a Change in Me.
Time has made a change since my childhood days. Many of my friends have gone away. Some I never more in this life will see. Time has made a change in me.
Time has made a change. In the old home place, time has made a change in each smiling face, and I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change.
Childhood days, I was well and strong. I could climb the hillside all day long. I am not today what I used to be. Time has made a change. Change in each smiling face, and I know my friends can plainly see. Time has made a change in me.
When I reach my home in that land
has made a change in me, led by Lucy Simpson. The next song is The Rose by Bette Midler.
Some say love. Tender reed, some say love. that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's the dream afraid of waking that never takes the chance. It's the
That was Bette Midler singing The Rose. Next up is one of my all-time favorite rock numbers. I don't play a whole lot of heavy rock, but this one I do. Money for Nothing by the Dire Straits.
Refrigerators, we got to move these color TVs. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here, now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. The next song on the show is Iko Iko by the Bell Stars. I play Iko Iko like every month or two. I've got different versions of it by different groups, and each one is distinct, and each one is fantastic. This is the one by the Bell Stars. Iko Iko. Iko by the Bell Stars. That was the last song on the show today. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And I want to spend the last few minutes of the show giving you some invitations and opportunities. The first invitation is a party this Friday, March 15th. There'll be a party at Emery and Henry in the radio station lobby from 6 to 8 p.m. And I want you to help WEHC kick off their Get On Board campaign, the spring fundraising drive. Be raising funds for equipment replacement and operations. So if you'd like to come, check out the studios, meet your favorite host, enjoy hors d'oeuvres, live music, art, and a silent auction, and more. That's this Friday, March 15th, 6 to 8, at Emory Henry College. And if you'd like to know more about that, call up to the pledge number, and they'll tell you. The pledge phone number is 276-944-6593. And they would love contributions. The bigger, the better. For, I think it's $100, you can have a day of the year dedicated to you, and they will announce your name on the air 5 times during that day. So they've got various other opportunities to make contributions, and I'm going to give you a special one of my own. If you'd like to call me, Harry Baya, B-A-Y-A, call me at 276-608-3060, and I'll get your information and put it in for you online. You go online, WEHCFM.com, it'll tell you how to put money in, click the donate button. But if you call me, I'll make you a refrigerator magnet, along with putting in your contribution for you. And I don't want to make a refrigerator magnet, so call the other number. Call 276-944-6593 and get the official contribution pledge number. Or call me, 276-608-3060, and I will take your contribution and make a refrigerator magnet for you commemorating this event. And if you don't reach me, just leave a message, and I will get back to you, and we'll complete it then. So that's your opportunities and your invitations to the party Friday night, March 15th, 6 to 8. Now, it's another invitation. I'm inviting you to join me in celebrating. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.